3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, it didn't start for no reason. Let's do that again.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Hand wave films.
Okay, let's try again.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, it really happened that time.
Cool.
Hand wave sounds like a Japanese name or something.
Oh, no, no way, no. Oh, it's not films. Snuff films.
Oh, good. Nice walking sim.
It's supposed to be this quiet?
I think it's crank up the volume. Spooky.
Very, very creepy. Oh my god.
Oh my god, it's an annoying little white kid.
Tom Hardy?
Bane?
No, not Tom Hardy, I mean Andy and one of
the... Oh, the little kid.
It's no, CIA.
Is it? I don't think he is. The dad?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, but... definitely recognize that. That's what the movie's about. Bane comes to be a guest at CIA's family's house and it all goes wrong.
There's a million different ways I could have built on that, and I just took a step back and decided not to do it. I could have intertwined some memes about family staying over for the holidays, etc. I just took a step back. Rest in peace, Paul Walker. Paul Walker's friend.
They need to get the CGI model that they use for Paul Walker to make full movies.
Agreed.
Would you like to come inside?
Yes, I'd love to have sex with you.
Not from the tap, this is America.
He's gonna spit it out.
You ran that whole way. Yes,
ma'am. Why aren't you sweating? The next thing he says, why are you stabbing me, dude? Please!
It's a bit like distressing to hear, oh, my loved one died, thinking about how he'd never see me again.
Yeah.
You think you'd like rather not know.
My son's dead, I didn't know this!
Well, that's what you get for joining the army. Another dead American died for Israel. This badly photoshopped picture.
Is that the guy who shot up the Colorado movie theater?
Maybe.
Sure looks like him. Sophia Robb. Is it?
No, I can't just name
Anna?
It.
Anna?
Yeah. Nice Illuminati necklace.
Oh no. Hey, there you are. Anna, this is David.
Very nice to meet you. Caleb told me a lot about you.
David just got discharged this week. He was a friend of your brother's.
You used to fap with your panties all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, where are you staying?
Well, I noticed a motel on the highway on the way here.
No. You will stay with us while you're here.
Oh, boy, I couldn't put you off.
Nonsense. We would love to have you. Plenty of room. And in fact, you can stay in Caleb's old room.
Weird.
We insist.
And her.
There are clean towels in the bathroom if you'd like to freshen up.
Oh yeah, I love clean towels.
Of course. I mean, it's not like it's going to be used. I think it'd be a good thing for us. I'm gonna go and let you get some of it. If you need anything, just holler.
I think your son may have died of autism with all those fucking models in the background.
I went to see a model train or something. Speaking of autism. This is one of these movies like It Follows where it's very sort of 80s influenced. With a synth soundtrack and...
Good. I love this.
Oh yeah, good.
When did this come out?
2014.
Taylor!
Tay-Tay. Get a haircut. Getting bullied by an Asian.
Dude, he should have fucking knocked the shit out of those chinks. Half his size.
He reminds me of young Neo from Scott Pilgrim.
How was your day?
It was good.
Great.
He looks like Reaper already. He's wearing the hooded cloak.
Dude, you got bullied at school today. That's an awkward part. Who's this very handsome man doing here?
So, you knew my brother? I did.
He was the bottom.
Pretty well.
Intimately. Inside and out.
Why don't I tell you that he loved you?
Gay.
Some of these guys come back with mental health problems, Laura. Add into account.
As if anyone doesn't know what PTSD is. Especially if you have a son in the military.
I don't know if we should let this very bizarre, emotionless husk of a human being stare at our kids all night. No, it's cross-dressing dreams and everything.
He doesn't drink. He's just like me.
No?
No, I'm good, but thank you.
Uh-huh, blaze it up.
420.
Every time I smoke pot, all I want to do is fucking bang around on the swing set.
Hell yeah, dude. Gonna be rape?
I think he's not gonna get the first base. So no.
Stop, I have to go.
Not even the first base. Can't you smoke all your pot? Fuck.
Fucking bitch.
And what we need to find out is the distance down to the ocean bottom. So that's the opposite.
I was in the military. I have no brain.
I guess so. Hey, how's work?
Good, not too busy.
David, sure can't get your beer? No, I will have one, thank you.
I'll take one too.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I'm 21 in a month.
Normies.
Suit yourself.
I hate when people say that, like, oh, come out and hang out with me. Like, oh, I'd rather not.
I think everyone knows to leave me alone.
I've been there for, like, 4 years, but he's got a degree. So, boom. Suddenly he's regional manager, and I'm not. And that's okay. I mean, it's okay. But I know Laura, I know. She's worried. She wonders.
Well, maybe if you didn't get shit-faced on Tuesday night, right?
Oh,
yeah. It is what it is, you know? What about you, though? What about you? What are your plans?
Figured I'd get on a bus tomorrow, head down to Florida or something, so I'm looking for work. I've been construction work before, so I'm sure of myself.
No. That's crazy. You don't know where you're going. Stay here for a couple more days.
What? No. What?
You're not imposed on our... And sir, you're calling me sir now? You gotta stop with the sir. My name's Spencer. You gotta call me
He's
Spencer.
He's been calling everyone sir and ma'am since he first got there.
So you're sticking around, right?
You stick around. At least till you know where
you're
going.
It puts people off guard. It's like I can't stop doing that.
Maybe just a couple more days.
Cool. Excellent. Good deal. Let's have a couple more of these to celebrate, and then I gotta get off to bed. God, you can put your liquor away.
So, are you tired? No, I don't need much sleep.
Cause he's actually a Terminator.
Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Terminator? Scan him.
Beep boop, beep boop. 100% organic.
Oh.
Spoilers. So, you want a gun to bring to school or something?
Yeah, about killing them.
What are you doing here? I told your mom I could pick you up from school today. Is that cool? Yeah. Don't you like have any friends?
Just a friend.
Just not like here, online.
What a weirdo.
Fucking loser. So we can fucking run him over.
Point the nigger kid, please. Who was it? The goop?
That Vietnam fucking shit.
All of them.
Folks
are gonna give me a hard time. At least the guys, Mike and Ian, are the worst. These guys are real assholes.
Of course, he has like a leather jacket. They throw a football around. Or is that what American kids are really like?
That's a trope. Man.
Probably real if I know my Americans. Thing that I've been saying, fucking Americans let people who play football get away with literally anything. Oh, drinking and rage, that's alright. Rape, that's alright. Fighting dogs, okay.
Fighting dogs, I went to prison for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Wow, I mean, it is a dog.
Faggot, I just like to go home.
I have a DayZ game to play. God damn.
I have a WoW raid here. 3 hours.
No fighting.
Maybe it's his boyfriend or something.
Thank you.
They throw a ball around. They're above the law.
They'll make a fireball. Cinnamon schnapps and Tabasco sauce.
That's my drink of choice. Let me get one of those. Coke here for my brother. And I can't help but notice that those ladies over there are drinking cheap beer. That seems like a shame to me. I'd like to buy each one of them a blowjob shot.
Jeez. What's a blowjob shot?
I don't know. Some fucking faggot drink.
Mannequins.
Do I look like I'd like to buy something for their felons?
Oh, yeah, you'll get... Why is buying drinks for other people a thing? Like,
so expensive.
What the
fuck? It's like a big statement. It's really expensive.
Why would people do it?
Because it's like, wow, he must really be into me if he wants to pay $10 to so I can have a whatever.
Wow, he'd pay $10 to fuck me. What a catch.
Yeah, basically.
Top. Socialism, socializing, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but if you go around and get 10 guys to buy you 10 drinks, then you're fucking wasted and they spend $100 on you.
And then get raped.
Yeah, sure, you can take some nigger dick, but you got $100 worth of drinks.
I guess. Oh, thanks, bro. And they go back to drinking.
Yeah, like, oh, that was nice of you, thanks, man. You're welcome.
Fucking asshole. Saves us $10. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like my Japanese
anime.
What's
this fucking problem, that JPEG?
Titty, run.
Oh, fuck. Death to all boots. Dodge.
Vietnam, God. Fucking shit. Oh, Christ, they're multiplying.
Oh, Korea. Oh, oh.
Fucking nips. I, not to be a racist there, but I literally thought there was only one Asian guy.
That's good. Yeah, you should probably, like, leave, like, $3 on the table and walk out there.
You guys should get out of here. Oh. Call the police and tell them the truth. A gang of high school kids came in here and demanded you serve them drinks. But you tried to ID them, but, you threatened to cause trouble. There was a fight. I didn't really get a good look at the other guys. Otherwise, I imagine you and this place could get into trouble for serving minors. I mean, this is what happens. Here. For the damages.
Way to go, asshole. I just wanted to go home and get the computer. Instead, you got my fucking nose broken. And all these kids are gonna beat the shit out of me at school tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am, he's fine. saw. It's just the usual high school stuff. And I told him I'd teach him some self-defense when he's feeling up to it.
I'm sure that's exactly what it means.
Well, I...
Just have a gun.
I'm going to get ready for questions. Anna, can we talk in the kitchen?
Sure.
Where did that even come from?
I think her mom was yelling at her to invite him.
Why?
Because she wants her daughter to get fucked.
I guess.
Luke!
Hmm?
Luke, come on, I need...
I'm making pipe bombs, God. Oh, shit. Nice
yeah.
Waxed chest, faggot.
It's like disgusted.
That's why he got out, because he let women in the front lines, and he's like, oh, it's not a sausage fest anymore. I know, the mum seems to be like, come on, yeah. Get fucked already.
Come on, your biological clock is ticking.
Hey, who's this? This is David. It's friends with my brother. Can I talk to you about him? Thank you. Hey, reason is that it's not really helps her with kids.
Blaze it up.
Shit. Now the hallucinations start. She's got kind of like bad taste in boyfriends then if she doesn't like drugs.
By the way, that could like literally never happen. You have no idea how heavy those fucking things are.
No, I don't. I fucking told you it was a Terminator. Trinity is just covering, throwing over on.
You know this is illegal, bro. In 48 states.
Shit. He's totally smoking weed.
Holy
fuck,
God,
I did. Come on, get high, you fucking loser.
Why are they exhaling like it's a fucking... Like, the house is on fire. Like, there's so much smoke coming out. It's like fucking Seagulls.
Well, I guess the actors don't really want to smoke whatever, like, fake shit they put in the joint. That's Matt Damon.
Are you talking to this girl I once knew?
Right now, true. I've been calling you all week. I hear you're having a party tonight. What the fuck?
You're being rude.
Jesus. Yeah, you can leave the party now. You're actually, like, insane.
Chad.
Sorry about your picture.
Not sorry about it.
Oh, violence.
No, you know, you slamming that guy's head into the wall and breaking my picture in my mom's house was a real turn on.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the killer's masks from Your Next.
Is that Adam Sandler?
I don't know, I can't vaguely recognize him, but he kind of looks like generic.
We support the
best. Stoner loser.
Support us now. Good old, we support you. Like, all America.
Yeah,
right?
Trump.
That you would support my life. Enlisting.
Every what? Ex-Marine I've ever talked to.
I'm just
what was he asking?
Why aren't you joining the military?
Oh, okay. Good. I don't want to die for Israel, sorry.
A misogynist.
Very easy to acquire a gun in a small, like, Texan town or wherever they are.
Why does he have to go through some fucking surrogate?
You just have to wait for someone to sneeze and they'll drop a revolver or something.
That scene reminded me of when I used to go to parties and how much I missed them, and it also reminded me how I used to go to parties and how much I hated them.
Please put on your seatbelt.
I've only been to one real party in my life, and after about 10 minutes, I just like got up and said, okay, I'm leaving, and then went back up across the road to sit in my friend's house by myself. And people were being very entertained by him and were like begging me not to leave, which I guess is a good sign.
It's nothing. I'm having arguments.
But normies are not for me.
Yeah,
no,
it's fun.
You know, I used to love that he was in the band.
I remember there was someone who was so drunk, he was trying to prove that he could punch a hole in a wall.
Wow.
It's like, welcome to Scotland. And these were like, when should I have been, like, fucking 13 or 14 or something like that? And the kid is, like, off the fucking face trying to smash a hole in the wall.
Friends for extra cash.
My roommate did that.
Did he manage it?
What?
Did he manage to punch a hole in the wall?
sort of. Half of more of a giant den.
Do Americans have a lot of what they call dry walls, which you can, like, quite easily smash through? I don't think we have those here for some reason. They're not fucking stupid. People make mixtapes anymore?
Fuck no.
Sure, they'd make like YouTube playlists or something.
Yeah.
Good night.
Sure, you don't want to fuck me in the ass with your strap-on?
Good night.
Anna, you did not go out dressed in that.
It's not nearly slutty as now.
Hell yeah.
Show us the feet. All the CDs.
Yeah. For you. Kind of blows my mind this movie came out 2 years ago. It feels like it came out like 10.
Yes.
Not in a bad way, but just in a...
It's very retro.
Yeah.
Like, on purpose. Seems to be kind of inspired by Drive, too. Or maybe just like the marketing, but the posters kind of like reminded me of Drive. They were very neon and basically like Hotline Miami.
He'll see me in the kitchen.
That's where women belong, though. Sure, here's the docks.
Yeah. I'll call you right back about that.
Tell Fort Kenilworth that David Collins is dead. Just give him the official version. We'll take it from here.
I already give them his real name. He's like highly classified person. It's this guy who plays a mysterious agent in everything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He was in Lost and he was in Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
From The Wire to...
My apologies, but you
playing the same character every time.
Wanted for Tittle with us in this call. About an hour ago, sir. You ID the caller? Not confirmed. she gave her name as Anna Peterson. Peterson. That's it. Caleb Peterson. His sister. Whoever dresses it. Book me on the next flight. If we need to charter something, do it. And I'm gonna need some shoes. If anyone asks what's happening, what do I tell them? Make something up. No one outside this circle can know that any of our subjects are still active. If KPG gets any blowback on this, you and I will both be hung out to dry.
I wish I could own a gun. Want to be American.
Yeah, I'm Navy myself. Yeah, that's fine. You want the Elite?
Oh, I'll take them all.
Well, all the handguns?
No, everything. All your guns.
Shit.
What the fuck, baby?
No. Oh.
It's high noon.
Turn your head, motherfucker! Zigzag looking days, you fucker. Literally high noon.
Testicles. Hello, this is Top Secret.
Hello?
FBI agent.
Yeah, thanks for calling back.
My baby. Rough.
manager.
Yeah. As soon as corporate found out,
cheers.
He called me. Right away, they want me to start tomorrow. And they're offering me Alan's salary. So.
Well, that's,
convenient. Fucking pigs! Can imagine who shot him. I love this episode of Twin Peaks. I know, he seems like a pretty big asshole.
So, how's this working again?
First, you make a hole at the top. So you can reach in and scoop all the guts out.
Oh, yeah.
Parents know you suck.
Yeah. Do you carry that with you, like, all the time?
Oh, this thing?
Sure.
I literally carry a knife with me at all times. Well, when I leave the house. Well, mainly for opening packages, but I guess I'd stab someone if I had to.
I called the army base that David said that he was from. He told me that David Collins died a week ago. He was in some military hospital in Arizona. There was a fire from oxygen tanks. About 20 people died, and David Collins was one of them. Does David have any ID? Credit cards. I've never seen him use a wallet. What about his phone? He has a burner, right? Why don't you check some of the numbers he's called? Your brother knows computers. Have him look some of them up.
Hey, Chris.
What the heck? So a big nigger. Movie ruined. I saw a nigger.
No, what about that one guy?
He's honorary white. He's cool.
Yeah, that's true. He always plays white characters.
Advice, Lou. Sure.
Bring a gun to school.
Never let anyone pick on you. Otherwise, you'll carry it with you the rest of your life. Those kids at school are bigger than you. Yeah. And bring a knife to school.
I can handle it.
Well, if you go around their houses at night and burn them down with their families inside, what's the worst they can do?
Good advice.
I have my butterfly knife that's covered in pumpkin.
Well, they went to the store. Your mom's making pumpkin pie.
It is unironically my favorite dessert.
Can you just make it out of the goop you scoop out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Movie fucking rules.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. It's the kind of movie that should be a TV show or something. Like, I just want to follow this character indefinitely.
Yeah, he just gets fucking things up just to, for the laughs.
For the epic lulls, if you will.
Thank you. couldn't help but listen to the Hotline Miami music, so I knew there was some drama going on. Coming for you next, pothead.
Yeah, no, I
maybe you should call your lawyer, retard. I don't know. Courtesy calls to the exit in the card right now.
Poor people don't have lawyers. Yeah, I literally got my dad to write down the name of our lawyer so I could put it in my wallet. Just so if I'm ever harassed in any way by police, I'll literally just, like, not say anything and just give them this, like, lawyer's business card and then not say anything at all, just in case I get arrested for saying nigger on the internet or whatever fucking bullshit is quite likely to happen. Fucking asshole murderer.
He's my boyfriend. I never stop seeing him. I'm 20 years old, I can see what I
want.
Oh, you know nothing about him, nothing.
I know he's a drugged out punk junkie who started dating my daughter when she was 17 years old, is what I know.
What a pedophile.
What about him? Everybody's best friend. Called the military base that he said he was from, and they told me he was dead.
Well, time to kill everyone.
I have to see his ID. He's not David Collins, okay? We don't know who he is.
I was part of the Special Forces unit when I was injured, so they should be providing a cover story if any civilians ask about me. That's a good thing. But I did get my dog tags back. Right here. I don't like to wear them because, I don't know, but, I like having them with me, though, you know. As for ID, I don't have a current license, but, I got my documents in my bag, so, that won't be necessary.
Con. PG-13 movie. Come on.
David, I'm terribly sorry about my she's upset. I probably should have explained the Special Forces thing earlier. It's just we're not really supposed to talk about it.
Maybe you should leave the house now. Like, not to kick you out, but I think that'd be good for everyone. Yeah, I
can always... get fucked up every night.
YOLO.
She's like Lassie, how the, like, the dog's the only one that ever realizes when, like, the villain's the villain. is this guy acting really fucking weird? And keeps, like, menacingly staring at people and acting like a robot? Nah, let's get fucked up.
Fuck off. Get out of my room.
Hey,
It's bitch raping time.
Or you could, like, leave, you know, in the morning. Weirdo.
Okay.
Like, there's no reason you have to stay here for a couple more days.
Just needs to murder some more people. She just fills it with ear rape.
Just gotta take it on the computer and mix some Marilyn Manson over it. How's it taking a day and a half for this guy to get in his car and drive to the airport?
Yeah, to stop for KFC.
Alright, well, that was easy. I threw you a softball and you knocked it out of the park.
Niggers.
I mean, like, the only interaction I have, he talks about bringing a knife to school or beat the shit out of some high school.
Damn, our hyper-violent friend killed someone? Nah,
it's probably the druggie. The guy who liked to smoke pot.
Time to hack.
Look, turning on the computer and there's accidentally fucking porn playing from earlier.
Time to get the shit beaten out of me again by this prick brother.
Time to get stabbed.
Shit.
Shank!
I got him good that time.
Hey, what you looking at? Oh, are you looking for someone to do your sex change operation?
Don't misgender me.
Shit, Lord.
That's right, bitches.
There you what? Defend yourself, you old shit.
You call me a faggot.
So I beat the fuck out of him.
Broke a yardstick on his face.
Very good.
Yard.
Yep, this guy seems like a good, responsible figure to have in a house.
Due to our school's zero tolerance policy,
policy on violence, I'm afraid we have no choice but to expel your son. That's pending the decision of the board, but I'm afraid it's fairly certain. I'm sorry.
What does a kid call it?
What?
You know, the kid, the one Luke hit in the face. What did he call
Who are you? Am I in my office? Oh, yes, thank you for...
I know he was gay. What about after-school detention?
For how long?
A month.
That seems fair.
After-school detention will put him to work, helping the prom committee set up for the Halloween dance.
We'll agree to that.
Does Halloween last 5 years in this town?
Does in America.
It's the best thing ever. I love Halloween.
For cross-dressing purposes.
And a friend of the faggots.
Well, he's Why's gay. That? All I can tear decorating, right?
After school detention for 1 month.
That's it? Yes. Sweet. I should beat the fuck out of bullies more often.
Oh, listen, you're going to have to pretend to be gay for a bit.
She thinks there's no crack. She's trying to make a case to the police, so I'll let her boyfriend come. Anna told you all this?
Yeah.
You think I can crack?
I don't care. That's why she wanted to check out a plastic surgeon in Florida. She wanted to know what the connection was there.
Yeah, I mean, why would I need a plastic surgeon, right?
You want to change your appearance.
Shit.
Like, on your face. And scarf your fingers so you don't have prints. I mean, at least that's what I figured. I know you're not really David Collins. I looked him up right after Anna said that. So maybe you don't want people to know who you are. A doctor who do that sort of thing is probably pretty rare. I mean, there's probably rules against it. But that doctor, well, I guess he needs the money, so he did that kind of work.
Just because I changed my gender doesn't mean you can dead name me.
She doesn't have anything against you. You killed Dad's boss, too, right? I don't care. I'm not going to say anything.
Why not?
Because we're friends. Right?
Yeah. Tristan's dead by day.
Nice video game reference.
Are these in his pen?
I'm washing. No, David, I really... I want to thank you. I don't know what I would have done if not done here. And I don't mean just for today. I mean, everything.
Well, Mrs. Peterson, it's no problem. Go get the rest.
Thank you, David.
Hey,
7 months into the operation, they pulled on to the residence.
Ma'am, your son's been pirating movies.
Ruby.
Something? What's your daughter? She put in a call to Fort Kenilworth a couple of days ago asking about a man named David Collins.
Yes, that's right, she did.
You wouldn't happen to have seen anyone resembling this man, would you?
Alarm!
This is,
some drunk puppies?
Ma'am, when was the last time you saw him?
Well, he just wasn't inside.
Look out! He's got some whites!
He's mixing them with colours!
Oh,
damn, son. He marked it. Quick scope.
It's honey.
Soldier 76, report.
Got you in my sights. This is what happened to me and Stevie today when we killed that guy. They had a team outside, they just started unloading into the house.
Stop it, go! Get back here!
No, that'll stop. That'll be good, yeah.
Oh, I've played days. It's a little broken leg.
The 5-1.
Time for negative spam from the Counter-Strike training. Sieged.
Oh, shit.
Tom Clancy's the siege.
Stolen from Kill Bill.
Right.
Directly stolen from Kill Bill.
Fuck civilian casualties. Just destroy the house.
I'm so glad you're here, David. You've really been helping me. Aimlessly into a public residence.
It's the American military, alright.
Thank you. are coming in home.
This guy's a badass in everything he's in.
Yeah.
Oh, that J turn.
Stupid chink. Oh, that's what you did in GTA.
Yeah.
Oh, this tire's faggot. Fucking insured vehicle, motherfucker. Driving, asshole.
Sorry about this, sir.
Glad I got you that promotion.
But I need to solve your drinking habit.
He's dead. The best character I've ever seen in a movie. Bitch, now I have to work a double.
Fucking rusty whore. That's for asking for a tip. What's up, Bumbalari? What's up, Bumbalari?
I'm used to it, Shirishke Khaira. Shirishke Khaira. Bangladesh! What are you?
Stop fucking that. That feel when they deliver the mac and cheese cold. Just have to bomb the place.
Okay, you need to tell me what's going on. Who are you? What, you came here for David?
So you know as David was one of the subjects of a medical experiment. While we had him on the study, he killed several people and escaped, then he burned their bodies to pieces. Thought he died in the fire initially. By the time we figured out what he'd done, the trail was cold.
The fire didn't
Maybe
rise.
You have tested your procedures on a psychopath.
By all accounts, he's an ideal soldier.
Also shot about 10,000 rounds into your house, so your mum might not have made it.
And your dad wasn't looking too good on the side of the road either. Well, I miss my mom, my dad was kind of a dick. Ask Trollin or what she thinks. Is he still 100% organic?
Well, he does have programming, apparently.
Is he just a class 5 R9 care?
He doesn't take rejection well. Kind of black guy doesn't even like bother trying to lie. Just like, yep, yeah. Parents are dead.
That's Reaper's ulti. I know that sound in your head. Oh, this is hilarious. Holy shit, this movie owns so hard.
It's like the Prestige when he's backstage. Bravo, this, Nolan.
This guy is...
Fucking zombies.
The guy's been at after school detention for like a month with all this decoration.
I like how the guy was just like, oh, military police. Alright. Lisa's room.
Damn, that's the coolest high school ever.
Excuse me, but you're interrupting detention right now? Who are you exactly? What's going on?
We need to go. Your sister.
Shit.
Oh, that's so fucking good.
Angie.
Who else is in here? No one. It's just us two.
Where are the lights coming from?
There's a DJ booth in the back.
We need to get out of here now. Where's the vacuum?
It's this way. Follow me.
Ugh. Just about done with the decorations.
Great decorations.
You know, I don't think a Holly and Mers would be that disoriented.
No, especially not some fucking high school after school program.
Like, movies treat Mers as magic when it's just like, no, like, basic spatial awareness tells you, like, your reflection isn't real. Awesome.
Finally.
Okay, you need to hide in there.
Wait, how does she know her dad died?
I guess she told her in the car.
I guess I missed that detail. Just said that he never even mentioned the house.
Well, he doesn't want to mention it. Yeah, we put like 10,000 rounds in there.
That she died, though. He may have seemed like, oh, we can blame it on him, but we probably killed her.
Yeah.
For fucking hours.
Really sorry about this guy. I tried to think of another way to do it. Any other solution?
The final solution. This is where he's gonna learn to stand up for himself.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Thank you.
where I shouldn't have left that gun there. Feet.
Probably have this then.
Killed my parents.
I did. Yeah.
They're assholes, so. Oh shit.
Oh, that'll kill him. Let's just walk away now.
He hits shift and disappears. I shot him in the head. They take out his CPU. You better not, asshole. You did a thumbs up that time, isn't it?
It's gonna earn him a few more after-school days of attention.
Just burn down the school and kill the guy, whatever.
Rip.
Rip, rip, rip. I wanted the black guy to survive. For once.
Yeah, he's cool as shit.
Fucking racist motherfuckers. Both your parents got murdered. Hey, whatever.
Real trauma. Your friends have been murdered.
Time for a wincest.
At least you got these white blankets on you.
Rain. Make sure not to tell anyone.
Did
Bravo, Dan.
Bravo, Dan.
That was great.
And Stevens.
That's like literally what a Terminator movie should be.
Yeah.
And a shitty action movie. Which is a creepy thriller.
A grindhouse movie for the 2000s. Mm.
Lance Reddick, that's his name. Bravo, Lance. I think my only complaint is like the like super soldier program has been like done to fucking death, and every video game I've ever played has been like that, and like every sort of like low budget action movie like this uses that plotline. I think it would have been better if it was just like did we even find out his connection to their brother, like they were in the same program and that was it. I think it would have been better if he was just some like sociopath who met this guy in the army, and he had like this like seemingly to him a perfect family, and he was jealous of him, so he like kills him with the plan to go over there. Oh, I was a friend of your brother, and like try and like usurp his family or something, and then like the military police still come after him for like other murders he committed or something, rather than being like literally like a Jason Bourne knockoff.
Laura, or the Anna character, has been recognized as the Scream Queen after her performances in the critically acclaimed The Guest and It Follows.
Oh, was she in It Follows? I guess that's what I was thinking about that movie.
Yep, that's her.
I can... David could have probably killed It. It can follow.
Oh, yeah.
He just smashed its head against the photograph or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go to sleep at 3 in the morning.
Alright.
Thanks for the awesome movie recommendation. More later. I think I'm going to like watch a shit ton of movies this weekend, because I have to go to my parents' place and I don't have anything to fucking do.
Oh, baby.
They're all out of town, so...
I'll time to party later. Hard and watch some movies on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Like I do every night.
Fucking yo, yeah.
Good night.
Good night.